The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, the president of Financial Dynamics & Associates. He is your chartered financial consultant serving you in the Richmond area. I'm Ron Stutz. I get a chance to hang out with Isaac for a little while here. And Isaac, I hope you're doing well.
Hey, Ron. Doing really well, man. I'm just excited to say that it looks like there's some light at the end of the tunnel. You know, the vaccines allegedly will be good through the end of May.
Yeah.
Hopefully that means no mask or at least a reduced amount of mask for us this summer. I saw some states that have already started to lift the mask mandates. So, hey, listen, you know, we all have to be in a place that we move together as a society in some degree. So I'm excited to say that it looks like it's moving that direction. So we'll see, man.
I think the key phrase was you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and so can I. And that is really good because it has been a very dark tunnel for a while here. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with Isaac Wright, here's the number to call, 804-777-9999. That is 804-777-9999. You can get in touch with Isaac that way and have a conversation about your financial future, particularly if you are preparing for retirement. Isaac Wright can help you get there. 804-777-9999. Isaac, I thought we would talk about life insurance today, and I know a lot of people may think that's a boring topic, but I know you have ways of making it exciting, and there are lots of ways that you can make.
I don't know about that, Ron. We'll test that today.
There are a lot of different reasons that life insurance might be useful, particularly as part of your retirement plan that should be explored today. And the first one I wanted to mention is income replacement. That's, you know, you can get creative. You can use life insurance for income replacement, and that is so important.
Well, typically that can be a primary goal in a lot of respects for some of the other things we'll cover today. But let me say, too, with all the situation that we've dealt with here for the past year, unfortunately, the amount of deaths, we've had a lot more conversations around life insurance. So it may not necessarily be as boring as it has in the past just because of the world we live in today.
Yeah.
But I would like everybody, if you're on the program today, listen to what I have to say. I'm not here to sell life insurance. I'm here just to give you some pros and cons. We can help you financially plan decisions around should you have life insurance. But obviously, most people know this, but it's good to cover with this one. To start the show, is income replacement. So in a lot of respects, especially if you're a head of household and you're a breadwinner in the family, you want to make sure that if something happens to you, that your income and also additional money that can be set aside to cover the expenses of what your income will no longer be coming in for, obviously, when you're passing away. So you have to be in a position that you have at least enough life insurance to manage the lifestyle for your family, whether that's your spouse and or kids. That is just what the responsible thing is to do. If you don't do that, you know, you're letting your family down. So income replacement, by far, I've seen so many people that think that they have $100,000 or $200,000 of life insurance that they're, hey, I got life insurance, I'm good, and they're bringing home $100,000 to $200,000 a year. Obviously, having 1 year's of salary is not going to help put somebody in a better position when it comes to taking care of children or taking care of education, and your spouse possibly can go back to work, but you're putting them under a very undue amount of stress to figure out what that change is going to look like inside of a year. So, you know, I would encourage everybody to understand that some people today, in fact, most people today could, especially if they're in their working years, easily have a half a million to 5 million or more of life insurance. And you can get that relatively inexpensively. I mean, you can definitely own and ladder out some term policies depending upon how much insurance you think you'll need. There'll be different ways to do that analysis that we can help you with. So if you're right now listening to what I have to say and you're thinking to yourself that you don't have enough life insurance to properly protect your family, but yet you don't want to be sold on a high-pressure sales tactic or calling a 1-800 telephone number or going on the internet, just give us a call. I'm here to help you. Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999. We can help integrate that in with your overall financial goals, and that's really what people are after anyway.
You're listening to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright. Again, that number is 804-777-9999. We're getting back to life insurance and reasons to get it. And here's another one for you, Isaac. And I know we've talked about this before. Tax-free income. That is particularly important when it comes to someone who is nearing retirement age.
Well, you got one side of the fence where you're using life insurance to replace income that otherwise would be lost if something happens to you via death. But also, too, a lot of people that are high income earners, maybe they cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. Maybe they're in a position where they are maxing out their other benefits. They can use life insurance, and if, again, structured correctly, can be an additional benefit where in the future, if you put the money away over a period of time, you can turn around and take what's called policy loans. Now, those loans, even though they're technically called loans, if they're structured correctly, they're really loans that you don't have to pay back, and the money you pull out of these loans will be tax-free. Now, when I say tax-free, let me say this, because I think people need to know that everybody's worried about where taxes are going in the future. It's not too good to be true. The policies that are set up to provide this type of cash flow that's tax-free, there are long-term commitments on these policies, and some of these policies, in addition to the benefits, have upfront costs, and sometimes, depending upon the policy, can have additional commissions and fees. So you have to be at least working with somebody that's going to disclose how the compensation model works with those policies. Number two is also keep in mind that these policies have to be managed. Unfortunately, a lot of times people sell a life insurance policy. They leave the industry, or they just leave the client, and these policies aren't funded correctly, and all of a sudden, they're getting a letter in the mail from their insurance company saying, you need to put more money into the policy or it's going to lapse.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how many times I've seen that, and people walk in our office with all kinds of stories. But also on the flip side, let me say this, this is not negative. This is just, remember I told you, I said this at the beginning of the show, I want to cover the pros and cons.
Yeah.
I've seen policies that have been structured correctly that are doing very well. And people that are taking out, in addition to their Social Security or other forms of income, policy loans from their life insurance that's giving them plenty of money to be able to live a discretionary lifestyle over and above what's needed. And that's what you're trying to accomplish. Most of you out there today, if you're not trying to take a lot of high-risk investments into consideration, life insurance, I think properly set up, can give you some basis to have additional income in the future that gives you some tax-free benefits. Again, if you have any questions, if you own a life insurance policy, by the way, and you want to have a review with somebody that will be impartial, look at the pros and cons, feel free to call us, 804-777-9999. So even though I know life insurance, Ron, we talk about it being a boring topic, quite frankly, when you talk about the kind of money that's involved in some of these policies, or like I said before, the amount of money that you typically need in insurance to replace income, you're talking a lot of money. A lot of insurance policies are in the seven figures because of how much money it takes to live if something happens to you prematurely, or on the flip side, trying to grow that money to a place where you have additional tax-free income. So I think both of those, Ron, as we get out of the gate here for the show, are two extremely good reasons why life insurance needs to be at least a consideration as an asset class as part of your overall portfolio.
It is such an important conversation to have. And again, if you'd like to talk to Isaac Wright about any of these reasons for getting life insurance, call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. You're listening to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. We'll be right back with more in a moment.
When you reflect on your life, what would you like to see as your fondest memories? Summers at your favorite vacation spot? Ice cream with the grandkids after their first t-ball game? Of course, those memories are still in the future, although they're not as far away as you might think. Be sure you have a financial plan to help make them happen. Peace of mind is attainable in your retirement. At Financial Dynamics and Associates, we can help you make those dreams a reality. Schedule your visit with our team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. We want to make memories with you. Get started by calling 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999.
The numbers all go to 11.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. These go to 11.
Kick your retirement up a notch. This is the Retire Right Show. Welcome back to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright. I'm Ron Stutz, and Isaac, of course, is your chartered financial consultant who also happens to be the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates, wherever you are in the Richmond area today. Thank you so much for being with us. If you'd like to find out more about Isaac Wright, here's some of the other things that he said about other topics. You can check out Isaac's podcast at rightmoneytips.com. That is rightmoneytips.com. We're going to get back to our discussion of insurance in just a moment here. 804-777-9999 is your number to call if you'd like to have a conversation with Isaac Wright about any of these things. Our next topic is coming up just a moment. We'll get back to insurance, but let me bring up a history lesson. I know that you're a history buff, Isaac. 71 years ago, March 6th, 1950, Silly Putty went on sale in the United States. And I'm sure you played with Silly Putty when you were a kid, just like I did.
Sometimes I'm thinking Silly Putty probably offers more enjoyment than talking about life insurance, Ron. So at least we're giving people a break off of something that I think is important to discuss, because I really don't ever talk about life insurance on our show, but it's overdue. But good background on the history lesson. 71 years ago, just in time for the Silly Putty to start taking its minimum distribution next year.
That's a good point. I hadn't really thought about that. But let's get back to reasons to get life insurance, and there are several. The next thing that we want to talk about today is transferring family wealth. Life insurance can be a big aid when that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the first half of the show basically for the most part being an income replacement option. And again, as an asset class, life insurance can help replace income for your loved ones. It can help you create tax-free income if it's structured correctly and managed. But on the flip side, you've got to keep this in mind. Life insurance is income tax-free. And so when you're talking about transferring family wealth, again, many people today are worried about where taxes are headed. Income taxes, sometimes even state taxes, and of course, inheritance taxes in certain states. And not trying to kill you with a bunch of taxes, but people are also worried about the estate tax rules changing, where estate taxes may come more into play. That hasn't happened yet, but let me just tell you, life insurance is a great tool, if it's, again, set up correctly, can be a very tax-efficient way to be able to have money accessible to your family or to people that you want to leave money to. And again, done correctly, can escape income taxation. So transferring family wealth is another reason. So for example, sometimes people say, Isaac, give me an example of this. So let's say you're very heavily, your net worth is very heavily in real estate or real property in general, and you don't have a large amount of money. A lot of your assets are basically either illiquid, or you don't want to try to fire sale or have your beneficiaries fire sale the properties that you own. That's where life insurance can give you the liquidity needed to be able to help you properly transfer family wealth without having them taken advantage of, because they had to sell some property to be able to liquidate some of the money, to get money, excuse me. So just keep this in mind. That's another option. Even in the later stages of life, we're finding people that have accumulated significant amounts of money are using life insurance as an opportunity to kind of carve out some money that can be provided to your loved ones tax-free. And a lot of people don't think about this, because if you're not going to spend all of the money that you have, then all the money eventually is going to go to beneficiaries anyway, right?
Yep. Well,
so if that's the case, and if all the money you have is, let's say, invested in an IRA or a qualified plan, Uncle Sam is going to come after that for a large amount of money, most likely in taxes. And especially with some of the rule changes last year, these beneficiaries can't take that money over their life expectancy. So I can get as technical as you want here, but I would just want to be clear for all of you. If you're looking for somebody as an advisor that can provide trusted advice towards these topics along with your overall financial plan, just give me a call. I can talk to you. I've been on air for years. We have so many people that reach out to us for various reasons. But I just want to make sure that if you're here in the Richmond area, our office is local. We have a great team that can support anything that we discuss. And we do back up things that we do for all of our families. So call me, 804-777-9999. Happy to talk to you. If you leave me a message, I'll call you back Monday, Tuesday, whatever's convenient for you. But just get the ball rolling, because some of this stuff, quite honestly, is sometimes overlooked. And you don't want to be in a position where you're playing catch up.
In light of all those things that you've just talked about, it is truly a wasted opportunity if someone does not get in touch with you and talk about all those possibilities and all those options you have. And it's just, you know, money that you're leaving on the table, literally. So please give Isaac Wright a call and have a one-on-one discussion about these things. And another thing I was thinking about here, Isaac, with life insurance can actually help you with long-term care coverage. A lot of people don't understand that. So take a moment, if you would, and explain how that works.
Well, I think on the concerns, let's call it, as people are living longer today, regardless of net worth, and even some high net worth individuals realize the cost of care today is well over $100,000 a year for skilled nursing facility care. Now, you may have the money and the accessibility to pay for that care for years on end. But what I think also has occurred is people realize, well, if I'm going to have money that's going to come out of my pocket for that kind of care, but in case if I don't need the care, I can have a life insurance policy that will basically refund my estate a majority, if not more than a majority, of the money that I've put in. In fact, that's normally the case. And that money's also paid out income tax free. Then what I need to do is reposition a little of my money to not only provide me life insurance, but also take that life insurance benefit and have available to me while I'm still alive for long-term care needs. And there's a lot of policies out there right now that offer those type of options. We can walk you through that, but it's a great solution to for the what I call the people that are like, well, I'm not putting money into a long-term care policy where my premiums go up 35-40% every 5 years, and I don't want to pay a policy that I may never need. This solves that equation. So just keep in mind that even critical care, if you have a stroke, some of these policies have hospital reimbursement benefits and things like that in addition to long-term care. So they're starting to become pretty comprehensive in scope other than just using it for life insurance. And they're just, to me, Ron, for people that have built a significant amount of net worth in traditional investments like stocks, bonds, whether they own insurance or not, it's a good opportunity to reevaluate your insurance needs, because many people, and if you're listening to me today, many people that even are in the business of financial advice giving, or if they're a financial planner, their background could only potentially be, let's call it, not all the time, but potentially be only on the investment side of the fence. What I think people need for a true balanced plan is a combination of investments along with insurance for risk transfer purposes, and understanding the nuances of how to set those up where somebody doesn't have to be insurance poor either.
Yeah.
So, you know, this succession and let's call it transferring family wealth and doing so and having the tax-free benefits of using life insurance correctly, absolutely is something that if people put their mind to it, instead of just hearing the word life insurance and just dismissing it, it's a very, very beneficial way, as, again, a portion of your overall net worth, your portfolio, if you will, gives you a chance to help create some of these opportunities.
So many wonderful opportunities involved with life insurance, and it's certainly worth at least checking out to find out what your options are. And a good way to do that is by getting in touch with Isaac Wright. And Isaac, I know you would be happy to have a discussion with anyone who calls in and gets in touch with you.
Well, sure. I mean, if anybody wants to reach out, and by the way, I mean, we talk to a lot of people that are do-it-yourselfers, people that have had an advisor, or even multiple advisors. And I tell people this, I'm not here to replace your existing advisor. You know, you can find one of those at the bank every week. What I'm here to do is to give you a different perspective about what a financial professional should be doing for you when it comes to accomplishing the goals that you're trying to work towards or preserve through your life. It's a different ball game than a traditional stock, bond, brokerage type of relationship. And I know our industry, thankfully, Ron, I will say this, is moving more towards what I call professionalism and planning. But just keep in mind, there's a lot of good advisors out there. You may already have one, but let me just tell you, if you're not hearing from your advisor about these type of circumstances and communication is not where you want it, I would tell you to give us a call. We'll walk you through the way that we serve our families. We'll walk through how we set up proactive alerts and make sure that, for the most part, that you are in a place that, unless you need us for a one-off or a severe emergency, we feel like we have a pretty good game plan for most of the families we serve. That's why we've grown. We've built a new office. We're here to serve the community. I'm not going anywhere. I feel like our team isn't either. So if you have any questions, again, feel free to give me a call. Isaac Wright, happy to talk to you. 804-777-9999.
804-777-9999. Easy number to remember. 804-777-9999. Give Isaac Wright a call. And he, of course, is a financial and retirement professional, chartered financial consultant, and about 20 years of experience helping families plan for their retirement years. Isaac mentioned the key word just a moment ago, and that is families. He's helped so many individuals and couples and whole families and even different generations in working on their financial planning, particularly for retirement, and would certainly love to talk with you. If you'd like to find out more about what Isaac has to say about a variety of topics, you can check out Isaac's podcast at rightmoneytips.com. That is rightmoneytips.com. But again, the most immediate way to get in touch with Isaac and have a conversation about your situation that won't cost you anything and won't obligate you to do anything beyond that, the number is 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. Isaac, it's been a pleasure being with you today.
Ron, I tell you, the time went pretty quickly this morning, but glad to do this for all of our listeners. And again, feel free to give me a call. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Retire Right Show with the one and only Isaac Wright.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. 877-99-99. Call 804-777-9999.